Joined here by Coach Andrea Dabney over at Milan. We're talking about a variety of topics here off the air, but we're going to talk some basketball here because coming up on the Milan tournament next week, and the Putnam County game is coming up tonight. And there was a late addition that I just saw this at mid-morning. The Penny Hornets, who not the strongest Hornet team that they've had in the last decade, certainly, but they're a late addition to the Milan schedule. That's coming up, looks like, on a Wednesday night, the 20th. So got a lot of games to talk about, including the tournament next week. Coach, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
Let me turn up your mic, and then everybody can hear her say pretty good.
Okay.
I looked down at my recording. I said, that kind of picked up about 10%. And I looked down at my board. I said, yeah, the mic's not on. So we will roll from there. How much practice time did the Wildcats get over Christmas break? Obviously, you got practice time, but you also got a couple of games in against Macon and Maysville, which helps.
Right, and when we went into the Macon game, we'd gone about 17 days without playing a game. So, you know, we're not in great game shape that night. They're a good team, and we didn't play real well, and so it got out of hand pretty quick. But then we came back and had a couple good days of practice, and then got our Maysville game in, and I felt like we turned the corner and kind of played a pretty good second half there. And then we had a couple days off because of snow, and then tried to come back and had a couple good days here. And it's kind of hit and miss right now with a lot of our kids.
Let's talk about this conference a little bit, because I've seen Princeton a number of times, and I saw Gallatin for the first time on Tuesday, and their boys are really good. They're high flyers, and they're long. You know, when you have Bird and you have Vandiver, you got 6'5", 6'4", and that's an athletic 6'5", 6'4". So at the end of the broadcast, I was looking forward to the Gallatin-Princeton game on the 23rd. Obviously, you guys got a really nice win against Maysville, and you got Putnam County tonight. You certainly, by the time that you play Gallatin and Princeton, by the time February rolls around, you want those to be big games for the Wildcats.
Exactly, and that's one thing that we've kind of been pushing, you know, is we want to continue to get better so that we can put ourselves in a position to kind of matter in the conference race. So tonight's going to be a big step in that. It's going to be a tough matchup for us. You know, us being undersized makes a lot of things a tough matchup for us. But I feel like our kids are still putting forth a good effort, and they're trying to get better every single day. And we're trying to change a few things up. You know, we've got a little bit different look to us this year. So we've got it's kind of a hit and miss. And we didn't have that great summertime workouts that we could, you know, really kind of work through some of that stuff. So we're kind of working through it on the fly, but the kids are adjusting pretty well.
Green City, you lost to them by 7 on Tuesday night. And you told me off the air, you know, we didn't play real well that night. And I'm sure there's some truth to that, but it sounds like the Gophers are one of those teams that you go in there, or you play them, and you don't get the victory, and at the end of the night you're saying, man, we just left some things on the table.
Right, and I don't want to take anything away from them. That's a credit to them. You know, they've done it quite a few times. I believe they're like 9-1 right now, so they've done that to a lot of teams, so it obviously is a little bit of them as well. And they've had a great defensive scheme against us. You know, they wanted to make sure Dominic didn't beat them, and he didn't play real well at all. You know, had a lot of turnovers. We shot 35% from the floor, missed 15 free throws, and turned it over 23 times. You're not going to win many games with that combination. So we really have kind of hunkered down and worked on some things and adjusted some kids around and moved some kids to some different positions. And, you know, we were actually down 16 in the first half and then came back and had a one-point lead, and Dom and Axel only had 5 points between the two of them at that point. So I feel like if our two main guys come forward and kind of play the way they can play, and the rest of these guys start stepping up like they did the other night, we can get some things done.
You've had three games since we talked last. Macon was a struggle. You would love to beat Green City. Obviously, there's a rivalry involved there, and there's a lot of pride, so you come up on the short end of that one. But if I'd give you a choice to win one of the three, you'd look at the conference and say, okay, let's get a victory at Maysville. And you really took care of your business on a long road trip back on the 30th.
Right, and that was a really long day. We played two full JV games before that. You know, I kind of wondered how our kids might react to that. And it was, you know, that's a long time for a varsity boys group to sit there through three other games and then get ready for theirs. But we kind of came out a little slow, but things kind of started coming together there in the second half, and kids stepping up defensively, and we got some key scores and strung some stuff together in the second half and kind of opened things up, which was great for our confidence, and I think the kids were pretty excited after that win.
Are you guys pretty much full strength going into the weekend and the tournament as far as COVID-19 and, you know, cross-checking and all that stuff goes?
Yeah, I think so. you know, we've been hit within our team a little bit, and but we're getting a lot of kids back, and you know, you're cautiously put them through those recovery phases, you know, the 7 days of making sure they're okay, and I think that the guys are for the most part, and we're kind of getting back to that full strength where everybody's practicing every day at full strength, and so I think that hopefully we're through that, and we can just play basketball the rest of the season.
Well, we've talked a lot over the years about, no matter what the records are, if you got Putnam County on one side and Milan on the other, and it can be in any sport at any time, you throw out the records, the kids know each other, and you got that game tonight.
Yes, and it's going to be a good one. You know, I think they are also a team that's finally getting all their pieces together as well, and they've put some good wins here together, and they're definitely athletic. They're kind of in the same boat that we are. They graduated a lot of kids, and so they were kind of trying to find their way. And, you know, their athletic kids are starting to step up. They play good defense. They've got a good mix of size and speed. And if they start shooting the ball well from the outside, they're a tough matchup for anybody on any night. So we're going to have to be ready to defend the floor and try to force them into some turnovers and get some easy buckets out of that.
Yeah, and this is the sort of game where it sounds like the matchups are pretty good. Obviously, there's a rivalry there. I think that kind of evens things out. You get into games like that, and to me, it just comes down to who can get more stops in crunch time. They're going to win the game.
Right, exactly. And that's one of the things that I think I was kind of disappointed with in our Green City game the other night, was there were times where we needed a stop, and we just gave up an easy dribble penetration for an easy six-foot shot. And, you know, our defense has to play better when our offense is struggling the way that it is, and hopefully we can, you know, start to – we've added a few little quirks here and there to try to maybe not be quite so similar every single possession. You know, when you're a little undersized, you're going to have to hide some guys sometimes, and so we've made some adjustments, and you know, that's on me, not on our kids. So adjustments that I needed to make sooner, and finally now haven't been so bullheaded and decided we change a few things around. So hopefully we can work on that and, you know, kind of use some of that to our advantage against this good Putnam team coming up tonight.
We had our news department this week work on a story about the Milan gym and the progress. It's not only a gym. There's a lot of improvements going at to
right.
that to that school district over there and the buildings and all that. But the information that we got from Dr. Yoakum is first week of February looks like, hopefully, crossing fingers and saying this, would be opening of the new gym here in about 3 weeks or so.
Yeah, I think that's probably pretty accurate. You know, we have the floors in. The scoreboard is absolutely amazing. We got a new lit-up scores table as well. It's about 20 feet long that has graphics on it as well. We've played, you know, and we've been fortunate in the last couple of years. We've gotten to play on some pretty nice floors as far as postseason time and a few tournament games here and there and stuff. And I'm telling you what, our facility is going to be one of the nicest ones that we've ever played on when we finally get in there, because it is a really nice facility, and our booster club has worked their butts off to make it really nice for the kids. It's going to be an exciting place for people to come play. And added to that, we have a beautiful cafeteria right outside there that's got more space, you know, so you're not crammed in that front little gym foyer like you are right now. And it's just really turning into a really great facility that I know our kids are really proud of, and they're really excited to play in. So we're looking forward to getting in there, and practices are going to be so much better with so much more space. You know, we've got a lot of kids that are excited about basketball right now at Milan, and we're going to have a facility we can spread them out and get some good practice time in as well.
Now, you got some games at home coming up in February. The first, Knox County, the fourth, Princeton, the sixth, Salisbury, and the 16th and 18th, Novinger and Scotland County. It's a really busy February schedule. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Hope to catch up with you next week at the tournament.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tom.